Good morning, it's 7:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. The Patriots have dropped their longtime kicker and picked up a quarterback. New England released kicker and franchise-leading scorer Steven Gostkowski. Gostkowski has spent his entire 14-year career with the team, but was placed on injured reserve back in October and underwent season-ending hip surgery. Brian Hoyer is now in the running to become Tom Brady's replacement after accepting a one-year contract. The 34-year-old quarterback twice served as Brady's backup and will compete with Jarrett Stidham and Cody Kessler for the starting job. In other NFL news, the Giants have reached agreements on one-year contracts with running back Deion Lewis and wide receiver Corey Coleman, and the Jets have agreed to a one-year deal with linebacker James Burgess. In college basketball news, Oregon star guard Sabrina Ionescu was just the second unanimous selection as the AP Women's Basketball Player of the Year. Ionescu averaged 17.5 points, 9.1 assists, and 8.6 rebounds this season, as well as having 8 of her 26 career triple-doubles. The only other unanimous pick in the title's history was UConn star Brianna Stewart in 2016. In other news, the Tokyo Olympic torch relay will start Thursday as planned in northeastern Japan's Fukushima Prefecture, but with no torch, no torch bearers, no public, and little ceremony. The Summer Games are set to open in July, but there has been growing pressure for a postponement due to the coronavirus pandemic. And a little closer to home, former General Electric executive and philanthropist Walter Robb has died at 92 after contracting COVID-19. The Times Union reports Robb's death is the pandemic's first fatality in the capital region. In addition to his work with GE, Robb was known for supporting local businesses and owning two minor league sports teams in the area, the Albany River Rats of the American Hockey League and Albany Conquest of Arena Football 2. I'm Jesse King.